This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
That God is going to be with you, no matter what you're going through. As the Lord gave us a short message last week on comfort, He sent the Comforter. And if we're part of Christ, He sent us to comfort others as well. Oh, I'm telling you, God has been comforting me through what I'm going through, that I may comfort others wherewith the comfort I receive of Him. God is working it out. God is carrying me through, and He is no respecter of a person. He will carry you through as well. I want to give you some words of encouragement here. Listen to these words. He says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. So I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. But the God of all grace, who have called us into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, we can't get out of it, folks, we're going to suffer, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And we know that all things, can you say all things, work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Many a time God doesn't fix your problems, he fixes your perspective. I want you to note the plural of the waters and the rivers. They are going to be many times that we will go through, but praise be to God each time He is with us. You know, whenever we have problems in our life, we say, why, Lord, why this? And I've been there. But here's a little thing about a little analogy here. A small girl had been promised the privilege of climbing to a nearby hilltop where her brother enjoyed playing. But when she came within sight of the steep, rough path, she drew back in dismay. Why, there isn't a smooth spot anywhere. It's all bumpy and stony, she screamed. And then her brother responded, yes, said her more experienced brother, but how else would you ever climb to the top if it wasn't? The stones and bumps that we step on get us there. Wow.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.